shoes.
Paolo Nutini, it's New Shoes right here on 104.4 Virgin Radio. Requested Old School by Sir Richard Branson, who's in studio with us one right now. Give him one more big round of applause. He's a busy man. He's got places to be, but we want to say thank you so much for joining us here today. I was just touching on this before the mics were on. Have you had a chance to watch Bohemian Rhapsody? Because it was unusual, as Virgin is. You know, I've got it tattooed on my leg, actually, the Virgin Star. That's no
true
joke.
Story, though.
But when I was watching Bohemian Rhapsody and I was watching the concerts and just the whole show, I thought of you. I just thought, oh, my gosh, Sir Richard Branson would have been around this era. This would have been, you know, you would have facilitated a few things. Have you seen the movie yet, Bohemian Rhapsody? And when it comes to Queen, any stories?
I sort of feel like I was lucky enough to live their life from the early days. So in 1976... I heard the music, decided to put on a free concert in Hyde Park to introduce them to the world, and there they were, we became good friends. Roger Taylor ended up marrying my secretary and
the drummer. What? Really?
Yep. I knew Freddie well for most of his life. So, so we were lucky. It was exciting times, an incredible band.
When you put on a free concert in Hyde Park, that mustn't be easy to do.
It wasn't easy because nobody had ever done a concert in Hyde Park before, and we had to contact the Royal to the Palace to get permission to use Hyde Park, once they'd allowed us to do this and it went well. They then allowed the Rolling Stones to do a fantastic concert in Hyde Park. I mean, it's a beautiful setting for a concert.
I love that. Talking about concerts, we have our Redfest DXB happening tomorrow and the next day. 2 days, again, another huge festival. 20,000 people rock up to this over the 2 days.
Wonderful.
So we get some of the biggest acts coming through. So Richard Branson's with us right now. We have a lot of messages coming in. Just people really, really happy to hear your voice on radio right now. So again, thank you.
Thank you.
Entrepreneurship right now, I feel like over the last sort of couple of years as well, has really become the cool thing to do. So many people are wanting to become entrepreneurs. They think it's a cool thing. You did it back in the day before it was cool and you've done it the right way. What advice would you give to someone who's thinking about leaving their job and starting something that they're passionate about and they want to do?
Well, my phrase is screw it, just do it. I think if you've got an idea that can make people's lives better, then people will tell you why you shouldn't do it and so on. But in the end, you just got to try it out and put your toe in the water. If people disagree with you and they don't think your idea was that great, then retreat a bit and then come up with another idea. But all a business is creating a product that people love or some kind of service that people love. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's hard work, especially in the early days of running your own business, as I think maybe you know. But it's well worthwhile.
You just touched on it. I just want to say thank you because I released some kids' snacks called Fade Fit Kids. And honestly, you were a reason why, one of the reasons because of that push of just with the Virgin brand and seeing what you've done that I put out in the market. And now we're in like 400 locations across the country. We're now global. We've got FDA approval in America and they're just healthy kids' snacks. And you said it, it's not easy. I thought it was going to be a bit of a cruise and... it's not, and that's saying that you have to spend money to make money. I've realized that's sort of true as well. Would you say that? Should I?
First of all, I mean, respect for what you've done because I think, you know, I mean, kids get a whole lot of horrible stuff. We're going to use a stronger word.
Yeah.
Shoved down their throats, and it's great if you, I mean I'm as guilty as anybody if there's a plate of food in front of me I'll eat what I'm given and if it's healthy so much the better to expand again I think if you get some traction then being able to find people to help you know help finance the expansion should be relatively easy today whereas. You know, when I started off in business, there weren't people out there that could help fund businesses.
So much going on. We're talking about Virgin Active. You've got gyms, the Voyages, which we just talked about earlier on, if you missed it, cruise ships for over the age of 18 or 21. Do we know where that is? Because it's adults only, which I think is...
I'm trying to bring it down a bit because having a good debate with Virgin Voyages. The moment I think it's 18, I think 16, and then you're an adult. I mean, I'd left school and was running my own
so
business
good.
At 16.
Yeah, you were
so good.
But I don't get my way all the time in Virgin companies, but I'll try.
Really? People really? Tell you what to do sometimes, do they?
Yeah. I want the daytime DJ role in this station. But you know, you'll let me in once a year for 10 minutes, and that's it. I mean, I don't get my way all the time.
I was just going to ask you, Sir Richard. You were just mentioning all these different things, and you just quickly said that it was harder back then to start something than it is now. Obviously, you're such a trailblazer, the Voyages, the Galactic, everything going on. So would you say because of all these new projects that Virgin is doing, it is getting easier to create new businesses now?
Yes, I think it is easier for entrepreneurs, potential entrepreneurs listening to this program to start businesses today because... You have the internet, and that we didn't have. There are a lot of organizations out there that can help give you a bit of money to help you get a leg up. And I think the whole idea of being an entrepreneur, and when I started, I don't think the name entrepreneur existed, and all the companies in Britain were government run. So we had quite a lot of disadvantages from starting then, but equally there was myself and there was a woman called Anita Roddick that ran Body Shop, and anybody wanted to interview an entrepreneur, they would ring one or the other of us up, a female, a male, and we got more than our fair share of publicity for what we were doing, which helped.
That's wonderful.
We're so honored once again to have you here at Virgin Radio and part of ARN. We want to thank you so much for hanging out with us. This made me laugh. Yusuf just said, please thank Sir Richard Branson for doing Friends, the TV show.
Yes.
And it's funny because...
Only Fools and Horses.
This man knows everything.
You've got to know the boss, you know?
We thank you, please. Yeah. You're welcome. And if you ever want a full-time slot here, you know where it is. Yeah. Right here on this seat. Sir Richard Branson on Virgin Radio.
Yes. Wonderful.
Thank you. Traffic Jam. Come on, move it.